We are holding Daf Mem Hei Yomer Aleph on top. The Mora says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Nikfo Kinapa. Let's say you have Nikovim, you have holes in the Kono, in the windpipe. That usually Ocher is by the Kono, it's only Trefa by Psuka. That means if it's cut through Rave of the Kono, Rave of the windpipe, then it's a Trefa. So here the Shailu is, there are small Nikovim, small holes. Of course, and it looks like a napa, like a sif. There are a lot of holes here. So lochu is mitzaref in the ruba. If between all the holes together, the rave of the kon is cut through, that's also considered a treifa. And even though there's no one hole that goes through a rove of the kon, but since together a rave of it is cut, that's also called the treifa. This gemara says most of Rav Yimri. Yimri asked the question. It says to the gugelis. By the skull, sheyesh bo nekev echad oruch. If there's one long hole there, afilu yesh bo nekovim harbe. Even though it's made up of a lot of different holes, mitzarfin lamole makadeach. You could put the different holes together and make it up to the sheer of mole makadeach. That's like a surgeon's drill. In other words, that even though the trephis of the gugelis. If there's a hole there the size of a mole mekadeach, and here you only have a lot of small holes, you can start with them, that all the small holes together, they equal up to the shear of a mole mekadeach, to this drill, that makes a treifa. Alma, what do we say? Kivun the shear of mole mekadeach, since the treifas of the gogolus, of the skull, is if it's cut through the size, the hole of a drill, is the mole mekadeach mitstarfen, all the small holes are mitstarfen to that shear. So Chur Hochinam here also, Kivan the Shure Kisa, since the loch is, if you have a neck of a hole, that's Chosa some of the Kona, the Shir Trefa, is the Kisa the size of the coin of an Issa? Doesn't have to be Rave of the Kona. It's enough to have a hole the size of a Kisa. So here also the Kisa Mitzarfin, since you have a lot of holes here that makes the Kona look like a sieve, so therefore the holes are Mitzarf to the Shir. Of a mole isa, so as long as you have to come on to ruba, as long as they equal to the size of this coin, this small coin, that also makes it for treifa. That's the kasha. Why do you say the shear is it starts from the ruba, it goes through rave? You don't have to have rave. It's enough that the shear could be lekisa. So when it says no, ishtamit say hod yom Rabbi Chalbay. He forgot what Rabbi Chalbay said. That Omar Rav Choma Bagruya. Omar Rav. The name of Rav Bagur Yom Rav, that Nikovim Sheish Bem Chsorim. If there's a neck, if there's a hole in the corner, but it's missing some of the flesh there, then Mitzar from the Kisar and Echnami, then the shear to make a trefer is as long as it's wide enough, the hole, the size of the Kisar, the size of the small coin. But what's going to be Vishayim Bem Chsorim? Let's say the holes there are just holes through, but it's not a chsorin, nothing is missing there, just pushed aside the meat-like, and then mitzvah from the ruba. Then it's only a treifa if you have rave of the kona that's cut through. So if we hear that we say that if you have these nikovim, kinapas, mitzvah from the ruba, meaning where the holes that did not make a chsorin, none of the meat is missing, it's only pushed aside, so such a case, then the shear treifus is the size of ruba. Therefore you have to have these nikovim to the size of rave of the corner. But yes, sir, the shame of Chsar Mitzvah Meruva. Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Nitlo Heimenu Ritzua, Mitzarefet Lekisa. In other words, by the corner, it was taken out a piece of meat from there with his Chsarin, that's called Nitlo Heimenu Ritzua, strap of meat-like, and the Chiddush says, even though it's a long piece, it's not a round piece, still, Mr. Refus Lekisa, this long piece, if you make a circle out of it, it would be the size of a Kisa, this small coin, that would also make it for Trefa. Boy, Minei Reb Yitzchak, Banachmeni, Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Nikvo Kinapo Mahu, what's going to be if there's a Nekev that looks like a lot of holes and make it look like a sif? So, here you have the same Shalir over. What's going to be by the Kona, by the windpipe, if there are a lot of different Nekovim, there are a lot of different holes there that make it look like a sif? What's the Shia to make it into a Trefa? So, Amalei said, listen, Arayom, we said already, that nekavim sheish pem chsarim, if these holes are holes that go through the corner, that makes it missing some part of the meat there, it's a chosar, it's missing, then mitzdafim lekisa. Then you only have to have the size of a small coin, the size of an isa. That's enough to make it for trefa. But for shein pem chsarim, let's say there's no chsarim in these holes, then mitzdafim the ruba. Then you need the size of the trefa, it has to be roiv of the corner. That roiv of the corner has to be a hole that cut through. Now the Gemara says, be oifamai, what's going to be the shear of nekavim in an oif? Also, let's say you have by the corner, let's say you have a hole in the corner, and it's a chosar, how big does the hole have to be to make it for trefa? And Rashi says, here you can't say you have to have the size of a kisa, because the whole oif is like the whole veshi, the whole corner is not that big. So what's the size of a hole in the corner of a oif to make it for trefa? So my some Rav Yitzchak ben Achmenu the D Mifarsh Shulei Minei the Reb Leza, I was explained the pshat in this from Reb Leza that Nekaploi Omanichai Api Akona means you cut around where the holes are on the corner and take the holes and put it Api Akona on the top on the entrance like the hole, the opening of the corner. Sim Chayfes Reiv Hakona, if the hole would cover over Reiv of the corner, that's called the Trefa. V'imlav k'shera, if these holes like do not cover over roiv of the opening of the corner, then it's called the k'shera. That would be the shear, how big the hole has to be by the corner of a knife. Amar Papa says, v'simnecha, what's the simon over here? Lafia, remember like a sif. Remember a sif, Rashi says, kein shayisa manapa shemnichim shamiriya zenob hasus apigo, that you leave things around the opening of it. That's the way you measure the trefas by the corner of a knife. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be nevchos or kedelis? Let's say, like by the corner, it was cut around on three sides of it, but it's still attached on one part. So it's like opening like a door. Like part of the corner was cut through, but it's still attached on one side. So what shear of a nekev is this to make it a trefa? Some Rav Nachman Kadeshi Karnes Issa L'Rachpay. It has to be wide enough, this opening, that the coin of a Issa could go in the Rachpay its width. Rashi says, Shir Godel Huzer Me'Issa, it's a little bit wider than Stam and Issa. Doch Ibina Nichnas V'Yotze, here a little bit bigger. Mishum Dein Kan Chson, it's not really missing anything, the meat is still attached. V'Yadela Seisim as a Nekev, like the piece of meat, the piece of the corner is still there, it's still attached, it's like covering it over. So therefore, just the size of a iser will not make a trefa. It has to be a little bit wider than a trefa. It has to be wider than an iser. So that means that kadesh yichnas isla rachpoy, that the iser goes in and out the width of it. Now the Gemara says nistiko. What's going to be if there's going to be a slit in the corner along the length? And before we had a psukas hagageris, if it's cut in the width, if the hole goes through right of it, that's a trefa. What's going to be if the slit, the hole, goes along the length? Again, there's no chsern, there's just a slit in the corner. So Amar Rav says, Afilula nishtaye boy el chulia achas lamala, fil chulia achas lamata ksheira. Even though the slit goes all along the corner, there's only a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom. Rashi says, chulia means tabas, that there's a ring's worth on top and a ring's worth on bottom. Rashi says it means three rings, but even though the slit, the cut goes all the way along the length of the corner, similar k'shera, is not doing to the width, and we'll soon see why. Omru, they said all the kaimed Rabbi Yochanan. Omar, so he said Rabbi Yochanan, my chuy, the kamarav. What are you talking about chuy? What do you mean by rings over here? Rather, he learns Elaino, afudu lo nishtaye by elamashu. Lemalo, mashu, lematos, ksheira. Even though the slit goes down the whole length of the corner, and it's only a little bit left over on top, a little bit left over hole on the bottom, still it's ksheira. As long as there's no chosar, it's just going straight down, it's not a trefa by the corner, we'll soon see why. Omru kaimei to Rabbi Yechanon, nisir fun of Rabbi Yechanon, mishmei to Rabbi Yechanon, that yoch yomel hu, this is what he said over, that yadinun chavrayim bavloi, lefushik yaitaima. From my chaverim in Bavel, Minister Rashi's Rabbi Yonason, the Bavels came up from Bavel. They know to understand this reasoning. Thus, he was mashbech, and they said very good. And the reason is, Rashi says, when the slit goes along the width of the corner, since the corner is moved up, it's moved, it stretches the corner, so when you start to stretch it, if the hole went along the width of it, it'll eventually crack the whole thing or break the whole thing. Mashenkein, if the slit goes along the length of the corner, then even though the corner like stretches, it won't tear, it won't open up wider, it won't open up anymore. So therefore it's still called ksher, it's not called a trefa, as long as there's a little bit left on top, a little bit left on the bottom of it. Yeah. The Gemara says, Tanu, we learned, Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Kaimid Rabbi Yechanan, he learned in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that Kol Atzava Kula Kosh L'Shchita, that the whole neck is a mokum where to make a shchita, kosher to make the shchita there, Mitabas Hagdola, from the top ring. Rashi says that's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that we had the Machlokes before in Daf Yud Ches, is Mitabas Hagdola at Kanfei Reya Hatachtoina, until the bottom unya of the lungs, the bottom lobe of the lungs. That's how long down, that's how long the corner goes, that's how long the windpipe is, that it's mutter to make a shchita there. That's called from the Tabas Hagdol all the way on top, until all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. Omar Rav, Rav says, Tachtoino Shilal Yoina, means the bottom one, which is really on top, that's called Tachtoino Shilal Yoina. Rashi says it means, the first rabbi, Tachtoino means Kishabein Metluyu, when the behemoth is hanging, Tainu Unyos Kitanis, that's the small lobes of the lungs. She Aliyoina, which is the top lung, Kishoichsim Bekona, when you hold upon the windpipe, that's the, and Vareya Tluyu Lamata, and the lungs are hanging downwards, then it's the top lobe. So that's how far down the corner goes to have a mokum shchita. The Gemara says that again. The Rebbe said tachtoni shel yoina shaniyom, because I say kol shaposhetis savara. Anytime the animal like stretches out his neck, v'roya, and he like eats, he pastures there. That's all called a mokum shchita. So that goes all the way down to the bottom lobe of the lungs. But the verse says, "Vavad, but providing shleitanis, that the animal can't stretch out its neck extra long. The anus like force its neck to be stretched out. Then it's not a makom shchita anymore." Now, boy, Rav Chanina, the time some say Rav Chananya on saatzma mahu. What's going to be if the animal did stretch out its neck and you made a shchita there after it was stretched out on the bottom part of the neck? So, Teiko, that's a good suffix. If that's still called the makom shchita or not. Now, Yosef, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nofik Musa ben Minayu, they were sitting with Tama talking and learning together, and it came out a locker from them, that Onas b'simonim v'shocha psula, if someone like grabbed the hold, somebody grabbed the hold of the simonim and stretched it, not by the animal itself, but somebody stretched the simonim of the throat of the animal by force, and he made a shchita on the part that he stretched out, slechus psula, that's for sure not a makam shchita anymore, that's psula. Nikev ha'kono lamat min ha'chozo, what's going to be if there's a nekev, there's a hole in the corner, below the chozo, below the breast, so lochur is nidin kureya, they already has a loch like the ray itself, and if you have a nekev in the ray, it's a trefa. A nekev in the corner itself was not a trefa. The corner is only psuka where rave is cut through. But once it gets this far down, below the chaz, below the breast, that's where there's a locha like the lungs itself. And in the lungs, the raya, any small nekev makes a trefa. Now, turn around like this. A zeyu chaz, what considered the breast, the chaz of the animal, which is negeya to give it for matnas kuna, is the haroya sakarka. It's the bottom part of the animal that sees the ground. That's called Hereya Sakarka Lamato Ad Hatzav, from the bottom until the neck, and Lamalo above Ad Hakeres until the stomach. Now, Chotech Shtei Tzalois, you have to cut off the two ribs, Mishtei Defanas on the two sides, Elech V'Elech, on both sides of it, V'zeh chaz, that's considered the breast of the animal, ha-nitin l'kanim. That there's a matnes kuna that goes to the kain, as Rashi says, by a korban shlomim, that the pasuk says the chazo and the shay goes to the kanim. This is called the makam of the chazo. Now the Mishnah says that nikiv kurum shomayich. There's a nikiv in the membrane of the brain that's also called the trefa. Now Rav Shmuel Yamatava, they both say kormo iloi. Why is the membrane around the brain? There are two of them. There's a top one and a bottom one. So it's enough that karmi loy, the top of membrane, if that has a neck with a trefa, afagav loyin kifito, even though the bottom membrane does not have a neck through it. It's enough just to have the hole through the top one. For yarmi loy, and some say no, ad the in kifito. No, trefa is only until the hole goes through even the bottom membrane also. The Omer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, v'simnech, what's the simon over here? Chayso de mitnach beimoicha. A chayso is like a sack, like a bag. De minatach beimoicha, the moich, the brains is lying in, put in. In other words, it's the bottom membrane that's right around the brains itself. Oma rabba, bar bachon Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, kinegdai bebeitzim nikur. Those by the beitzim, testicles of the animal, it's also nikur. Rashi explains that there are two membranes around them. Like even though by the brain, the bottom membrane is very thin, it's hard to tell it's even there, so simon to know that it's really there is like by the beitzim. There clearly it's nikur, the two membranes that grow, the two skins that go around it. Omer Shmuel Belpazi, Omer Bishu Belevi Mishum Bakaporo, Moyach, the brains, Kol Masha B'Kedera, anything that's inside the Kedera is Nidin Kameich. Anything that's like in the pot, like in the round part of the brains, that's for sure. Rashi says anything that's in the skull, before it starts to go down, that's for sure as a locha like the Meich, that any little nekiv there makes it a trefa. Hischol Limsheich, let's say the brain starts to come down, starts to go out of the skull, starts to come down, Hischol Limsheich, then Nidin Kachut HaShedra. Then it has a lock like the spine already. Nidikachut. And then we say the trefus is bepsikos harev, Rashi says. If it's potfake, if the hole goes through, reg of it. So therefore it's only the top skull that has the lock of the neck of mashu. But once it starts to extend downwards, then it has a shear of reif. The Gemara explains, Omeheichen maschel limshech. Where do we say the brain start to, like, come downwards? So Amr of Yitzchak ben Achmeni, he explained that the D to me before Shulay Minevi of Yeshua ben Levi. I was explained this in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, that really Kimin Shnei Pulim, there's like two beans there, looks like beans there by the bottom of the brains, that Yesh Munochim Apia Kedera, that's like staying there in the bottom of the skull. So Min HaPulim Olefnin Kelefnim, anything that's above these beans, that's considered like the brains itself. There the neck of is the mashu. But min hapulim alechutz, anything below these two, like some is a piece of meat there, but looks like beans, that's kelechutz, it's called like outside. Now there it has lecha like the shedrum that the treifah says by psukif, right of it was cut. But a pulim atzmoy, the place of the two beans itself, any day I'm not sure what halach was that. Like the moich, like the shedra. And when it says the mistab, the svara goes, kilifnim, that's also considered like the moich itself, that the treif will be with a mashu. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah bodak the ufa. Rabbi Yirmiyah tried to check this out by an oif, by a bird. He opened up the brains. The ashkach kimin shnei pulim. And he found taka piece that looked like two beans there. Menochem apia gedera. Like he checked this out by a bird, he was able to find the makam of these two beans by the place of the brains. So the two beans and upwards is called like the moich itself, and below that is fitted like the shedra, that the trace will only be with a psuka when rave is cut through. Here now it says in the Mishnah, Nikev Halev Lebeis Chalolan. If there's a hole in the heart that goes into the cavity in Lebeis Chavol, in the base Chaloloi of the lave, that's considered a trefa. Tzmar says, "Boi Reb Zeri." Reb Zeri has a shot like this. lebeis cholo katan doesn't mean to say in the small cavity of the heart, or lebeis cholo gadol doesn't mean to say no, the big cavity, the large cavity of the heart. Is that the makom where a nekev makes a treifa? Rashi says cholo gadol means chalal ha'emtsoi, means the middle cavity. Whereas katan, Rashi says harbei chadon ktan, there are a lot of small cavities there. Yesh tesav, around like the big artery, there are a lot of small ones. So that's a shaila, where is the treifa of neck of halev with a mashum? So Mar says, Omalei Abayi, Abayi says back, Maiti Boloch, what's your shaila? Maiti Boloch, Maiti Boloch. Milo Etnan, didn't we learn also that Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Ad Shetinok of Lebeis HaSanfunis, he yells that the treifa is only if the hole goes into the Beis HaSanfunis. That's where the big arteries are like. That's where the treifus is. And the Omer Rav Bar Tachlifa, Omer Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Acha Tinokav L'Simsum Godol, it means the big artery, L'Simsum Godol. So what do you see? That when he says L'Beis HaSim Funis of the lathe, the treifus is only, goes into the big one. If so, the Chura Kashua was here also. When it says Nikav HaLev L'Beis Chaloloi, Shitad means the big cavity of the heart. Tzmora says, no, Hochi Yashu, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom lebeis hasam funis katoni. Here it says clearly that the nekev is only, according to Shimon, is only a treifa. If it goes into some funis, into the arteries of the heart itself. So there the pshat is lehechod de shavchi, some funis, some funis kulo. Pshita, there what it means to say is only into the big artery where all the blood flows. That's the mokim of treifa, according to Shimon. But for Hochrovi, according to the Tanakhama, that it says, Nikav Alev Lebeis Chaloloi, it just says, as long as the Nekev goes into the cavity of the heart. So Lebeis Chalolo Ketoni, if so, Mali Cholo Godo, Mali Cholo Koton. What's the difference? Well, if the big cavity or a small cavity, could be either place. If a Nekev, you have a small hole, no matter how small the hole is, if the hole goes through into the cavity of the heart, and Echnami, that's a trefus. Even into the Chalal Koton. Now the Gemara says, Kona Halev. What's the loch of the kona of the leiv, of the artery, like going into the heart? Like kona. So Rav Amar B'Mashu. Rav says that as a loch like the leiv itself, and therefore Nekev, even of the Mashu, also makes a treifa. Even B'Mashu is called a treifa. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no Berubai. Shmuel says no, it's only a treifa if it goes into leiv of the kona. And as a loch of the kona, it's not halacha of the leiv yet, it's no loch of the kona. And by the corner of the treifa zoni, psuka gageris is beruba. Smur says, now, hai niu kona leiv. Where exactly is the machlekis? Like, where is this kona haleiv? Where is considered the artery that's the machlekis, if it has a locha of the leiv yet, or does it have a locha of the corner that's only bepsuka? Smur says, Omer Rav Abba Yitzchak, Omer Rav, chaylev shagabi defanas. It means the fats that are on the sides, that are above the sides, that's where the shayla is. It goes along the walls of the heart, the walls of the chest. Samara says, Tefanas Bakadati, you mean to say the walls along the chest? Is that the pshat? Ela rather, that's not part of the lave, if it goes along the walls of the chest. That's not the lave, so what's the shayla to be part of the lave? Ela rather means to say, Shagabe Doifnereya, means to say the fats or the arteries that go along, like between the lungs, that's called the kona leiv. This artery that goes between the walls of the lungs, near the lungs, that's the machlokes. Does it have a locha of the kona, or does it have a locha a chilek of the leiv already? Omra meima mishmei de Rav Nachman, tlosa koni hevi. I tell you, there are three different arteries over there. They're like three main arteries that lead into the heart. So chad porish aliva, one goes straight into the heart. The chad porish l'reya, one goes to the lung. The chad porish l'kavda, and one goes to the liver. So it's like this: the reya kareya, the corner that goes into the lungs has a locha like the reya itself. The kavda, the one that goes into the liver, kavda has the same locha like the liver. Has to be nitla kula to make the treifa. The liba, but the corner of the artery that goes into the heart, here plig here to machlokes. Whether it has a loch like the lay, that's a mashu with a neck of mashu, or they still have a loch like the kona, it's beruba. Now, mar bachia mas netchilah the opposite way, that the reya kekabda, the one going into the heart, to the lungs, have a loch like the covid, like the liver, there's only two of those things taken out. The kabda kareya. And the one going into the liver has a lach like the red, like the lungs. And the liver, but the one going into the leib and echnami, that's pligat. That's the machlekes. Smur says, also Rabbi Chiya by Yosef, Omro l'shmaita the Rav kaim l'shmuel. Said, over lach of Rav in front of Shmuel. Omro said, Ihoch yom abba, this is the way Yabba said, lo yada b'treifus l'klum. He does know the lachas, he does know hilchos treifus. So he said over this lach of Rav in front of Shmuel, again, that Rav says that by the kona ha-leiv, the treifus is b'mashu, and Shmuel holds no, it's only beruba. So said Rav's aloch over in front of Shmuel. So Shmuel said back, if that's the way you hold, you should know you're wrong, like lo yada b'treifus l'klum, because Shmuel himself holds no, that the kona leiv has a lach like the kona still, and therefore the treifus is only beruba. Then it says in the Mishnah, nishbru ha-shedra. Let's say the spine was broken, that's also a treifa. So turn around, but like this. Chut ha-shedra shenifshat beruba. That the chut ha-shedra, that's the middle part of the spinal cord that goes down. So chut ha-shedra shenifshat beruba, if most of it, if it's cut across, right of it, that makes a treifa. Tiber Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Yaakov Raymano afilu nikov. Even if there's a small hole in the spinal cord, that also makes a treifa. Now, Hoira Rebbe Kareb Yaakov. Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Yaakov, that the treifa, the treifus of a spinal cord is benekif. Omer Rav Huna said, Ein alocha Kareb Yaakov, they're not Paskin like Rebbe Yaakov. It's not the mashu, but rather l'chura, it's only beruba. Now the Gemara says, the kamaruba, so how much of the spinal cord, what's called right of it? What's called the majority of it that was cut through? So Rav Rama Roiv Oiroi. That means the Roiv of the skin. That's called Roiv Oiroi. Roiv of the skin that goes around the spinal cord, if that's broken, if that's cut through, that makes the treifa. For Yamala, the some say no, Roiv Meichoi. It has to be the majority of the Meich, of the inside part of it, of the membrane, the inside part, that has to be cut through. Now, man diyama roiv moicha, the one that says roiv moicha is enough to make a tray from koshchein roiv oiroi. That like roiv moicha is the inside roiv, that's smaller than the roiv of the skin. So if you have a nekev, a hole, or a cut that goes through roiv of the moyach, for sure that's a tray for some roiv, then for sure roiv oiroi is a tray from. Because roiv oiroi, the skin, is a bigger cut. But the man diyama roiv oiroi, the one that says roiv oiroi, that the treif is only, if you cut through a robe of the skin, then the shal will be roiv moichamai. What would we hold if the cut did not go through the skin, but only went through roiv of the moyach, robe of the marrow inside it? Whereas the marrow inside was cut through, but the skin is still shalim, so will be the locha. Toshima, the oma nivloi omarafuna, ruba shomroi roiv oiroi. It has to be roiv of the skin. Now, moich zeh lemalav lemoret, according to the shita, there's only a treifus if he cut through a robe of the skin. But if he didn't cut through the skin, just the moich, just the marrow inside was cut through, that's not called a treifus. Rav Nosin bar Avin hevi Yosef kaimi the Rav. He was sitting in front of Rav. Bodak b'roi b'roi. He checked out tak of the spinal cord to see if it was cut through a robe of the skin. The kabodah b'roi moich, he also checked on a case where the skin was not cut, was a cut through roiv of the mayach, the marrow inside. So Amalei said back to Manashach, like in roiv or rakayim, mayach zeh namala vein amayrit. Manashach, once you checked out the skin and roiv of the skin is kind, there's no hole, cut through roiv of the skin, and echnam is namala amayrit. No matter how much of the mayach was cut through, it's not called a treifa. Omer Rabba bar Bachona, Omer Yishur ben Levi, nismarech tosol if the mayach, if the marrow inside the spinal cord became nismarich and became like liquefied, it's possible it's also treifa. Nismasmes, let's say it became just softened, it's also possible. Both of them look like a treifa, the animal's possible. Smar explains, Ezeyu ham rocha v'yezeyu ham samosa, what's the difference? Hamako means it came liquefied, kol shenishpach akiton, it could be spilled out, it flows out like from a jar. Mismatzes, what does that mean? Kosheinu yochol amid. It means it became so soft it cannot stand straight up. See, either one of these things two happens to the mayach inside the membrane, inside the spinal cord, That's also called a treifa. Boy Reb Yirmiyah, and Yochul Lama b'fnei kovdoi mai teiku. What's going to be if the spinal cord cannot stand up because it's so heavy? Then what? Is that a treifa or not? Senechlami, that's a teiku. That's a shayla. Rashi, the case says shu'av v'kovod. The animal itself is very thick and heavy. Aval lo nisrachim b'fnei, but didn't get softened inside. So ma choli hozeh shechbidu. Is it thickness that it became so heavy? Or maybe no, as long as it didn't get softened or liquefied, maybe it's not called a treifum, maybe because sure, so that remains a teiku. Now, Bei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said, Nismas meis posel. And if it's Nismas means it became softened, then it's posel. But Nismas meis kosher. If it only became Nismas meis, that's still kosher. Rashi says, Nismas meis nisroikin. It came a little bit empty there, came a little bit hollow. Meham moyech, miksos the melov. Like part of the marrow itself became hollowed. There's a hole there like. So that's still kosher, that's not a treifa. As long as it becomes soft, liquefied, that's still kosher. On this meisra, I have a question. It says, Hashem and Allah Zeroimel, Behemosh and Nismaz meis moycha treifa. The behemoth that by the moyech became a little empty there, it's a treifa. So how come you say it's kosher? And the Gemara he nismas mezit mechlam there. It's not that it became empty, but it means it came soft and liquefied. That's the treifas over there. But the Gemara still says, "Ain't it not that way?" Volevi have a yosef bei mesus. Levi was sitting by the bathhouse. Chozilu gavri saw this person. The tri the resh was moving his head. Omri says nismas mez meichel nidan. This person's brain's like it's a little bit empty there. So Chulav didn't even mean to say the loychai is not going to lift. You see, just being empty a little bit is also called a treifa. Omri Abayi lo. It's not what he meant to say. Loy. Let him shame the mirror. Only meant to say, won't be able to give birth to this person.